This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And for the rest of the program today, we're listening to the music of Jerry Douglas. He's performing in Central Illinois soon and recently spoke about his life and music with my Illinois Public Media colleague, Brian Moline.
In constant sorrow.
You may not know the name Jerry Douglas, but chances are you've heard Jerry Douglas. Maybe on the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack. Or perhaps on the Mumford & Sons cover of the Paul Simon classic, The Boxer. Or possibly with Champaign, Illinois native Allison Krauss and Union Station. Jerry Douglas has played his distinctive dobro guitar on thousands of recordings over a musical career spanning nearly 50 years. After years of playing in the background, Jerry Douglas has a band of his own. Fittingly, it's simply called the Jerry Douglas Band. They're performing next Saturday, September 10th, at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. Jerry started by telling me how he began playing the dobro guitar when he was just a boy.
Well, my father had a bluegrass band. He had a banjo, fiddle, mandolin, guitar, bass, but there were no dobro players. I grew up in Warren, Ohio, which is eastern Ohio, right in the Steel Valley, right between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, and there were a lot of people who moved up there, you know, immigrated up there for jobs. These guys that were in my dad's band were all from the South, but all had jobs in the steel mills, but were really great musicians. And I just got lucky. So I got at a very young age, I could watch my dad, and he was the band leader, but watch these guys arrange a song. And then started playing mandolin, started when I was about five. Guitar, I got a guitar for Christmas when I was about six. And then I saw Flatt & Scruggs. Just something, I loved the sound of it on the records with the Flatt & Scruggs records. I mean, it just glued it together for me. It was kind of he came from a blues background into this really just like lightning-paced bluegrass band. Earl Scruggs playing the banjo 1,000 miles an hour, but he could also roll and play at that same speed. You know, he could just kind of go into that mode. And he was the first one to do that. I told my dad, if you raise the strings up on my guitar, I want to learn how to play like that guy. When I was about 13, I started playing in the bars where my dad's band would play. And these guys were all good enough. They could have said, get lost, kid, you know, come back when you learn how to play that thing, you know, but they didn't do that. They inspired me to play as good as they were. And it is the truth that no matter who you are and what you play, you only play as good as who you're playing with. So I've continually pressed myself to get better on my instrument, but to also listen to other kinds of music and try to fit into those, try to adapt. That's been my life as a studio musician, was like a chameleon, you know, just sort of hide in situations. And sometimes I was hired to make this record, this particular song, come back to country. You know, I've replaced more saxophones than anybody else in the world, probably So I've done that a lot, but you know, at a certain point, and right about the time that Allison called, I had reached burnout with sessions. You know, just, I don't know how many records I had actually played on at that point. And there's a 1600 number out there that's not real anymore. I mean, that's 15 years old. I don't know how many records I've played on, and I don't care.
You know, you mentioned the phone call you got from Allison. Was that back around 1998 or so that happened? Take us through that a little bit. What was that like?
I was in the studio producing a band called the Lonesome River Band, and they're a bluegrass band from Virginia. And I think I had turned down like the sixth Toby Keith session that I never wanted to do. And I was just feeling like, you know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's left. I know I'm tired of just being in the studio all the time. So I went out with them, and I think the second show, they just all surrounded me and said, would you just stay? Could you just stay? We can do this if you'll stay. And so I did. And that was like, you know, 24 years ago.
Daylight falls, and I'm lost in the big parade. Hold my hand, darling, I'm afraid of the daylight. Shade is dark, cool and languid for life alone. Safe in shadow, it's never stopped. Child so lost at play.
You know, and I guess while we're talking about you know, Allison and Union Station a little bit, I have to ask if there's, you know, any more projects on the horizon, you know, with that awesome ensemble that's done so much great work over the years.
Yeah, actually, we have been in the studio working on some stuff. So yeah, there is more of that ahead, I guess. And we, you know, we just beat the road so hard for about 20 years that we just all like collapsed. And then when we regained consciousness, we all took on different routes. We're all fine. We all got things to do, but there's nothing I don't think that any of us like better than playing together, you know, in that band, being in that band. It was, you know, the most fun I ever had in my whole life.
As for the Jerry Douglas Band, you know, just reading a little bit about some of the inspirations when you're putting it together. Interesting that you mentioned both seeing both Weather Report and Chick Corea in concert on the same day and having those sounds kind of floating around in your mind and finding a way to incorporate what you heard, you know, that day so long ago into a group right now and listening to it, man, you certainly hear some of those inspirations in there.
You do, you know, and for a while I was carrying horns too. Right, we decided to go without a drummer, without our drummer Doug Beloke, who, if we ever go back to drums, he will be our drummer. But we just decided to go with more space. You know, there's more space in the band. There's more space for other people to do everything. We went out and we recorded the record with John Hiatt that way, and then we went out and toured it. And it's so much fun. I mean, these guys, I mean, it's just as much energy, and the flow off the stage is just as powerful as it was with the whole band. But there are just four people up there and they're doing so many jobs, you know. And I mean, the guitar player, Mike Seal, is just one of the most amazing guitar players anyone's ever seen. And he comes out of a jazz world where the stuff that I'm playing, I keep thinking, oh man, this must be easy for you. And he's saying, no, this is not easy for me. This is hard for me, actually. And well, that makes me feel better if I can make it hard on him. And it's the same with Daniel Kimbrough, the bass player, actually brought these other two fellows to me. Christian Settlemyer is the violinist, and he's a world class, you know. He can fit into any situation, and that's the thing about these guys that's so great, is we can flow from Weather Report into any country instrumental that I've written, you know. And there's nobody holds back, nobody holds anything back, and it's just a joy to play with them. And I've got a grin on my face all the time. I'm so happy, yeah. Surrounded by great music. Never be the best musician in your own band. You know, try to hold your own. Try to stay with them. But it's been I don't think I've had more fun ever playing with three other people than these guys right here.
That's the Jerry Douglas Band with John Hiatt playing All the Lilacs in Ohio. Thank you to my Illinois Public Media colleague Brian Moline for bringing us that conversation. The Jerry Douglas Band is performing at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana on Saturday, September 10th. You can find out more about that at our website, 21stshow.org. We'll have a link if you're interested in getting tickets. And that's all the time we have for today and this week. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday. All the lilacs in Ohio, Ohio, well, she is.
the love story you speak of when you talk to Sam at the bar. But it's in the details your story often fails. You're close but no cigar. You might see your own ass in a double whiskey glass, but you cannot erase her smile. And you'll never write it down.